want you to imagine this. When you woke up this morning, you have a God who has you on his heart. That's attention.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And freely having received of that kind of God, we have the privilege to pass him along to others. And one of the ways we do it is to take thought of other people. How about showing up today, and as you pass through the halls, the corridors of where it is, you may end up at work or in ministry, simply a few words of attention. Maybe, you know, I'm just reminded today of the challenges you may be going through as you're struggling putting your mom in the nursing home. I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you this morning.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You may have memorized most of the Bible, be able to quote it book and chapter, and yet you may not have the ability to receive from the Word. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. Your hosts are David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, and our focus this week, an interesting connection, the challenge to receive, because as you are challenged to receive from Jesus Christ himself, from others around you, even from the Word of God, you are challenged in your ability to love God and love others. Well, to help us discover the connection, here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Well, Teresa, on today's Great Commandment Radio program, we're going to be looking at one of the most intriguing scripture principles concerning the Bible as it is spoken of as living and active. Mm-hmm. We're talking about receiving from the scriptures, which are living and active. And let's open up with a story in your own journey when the scriptures became alive in a very important, real way for you, and you were receiving from the scriptures.
One of my life lessons that God has had to teach me, as I was in high school, I know a lot of us suffer with this in high school especially, we have a lot of rejection issues, and one of the things that God wanted to teach me was how much he loved me, how much he had received me. And he did this in a very practical way, and I'd actually been teaching about this area of rejection and how much he loved us, but it's like you teach out of your head and not out of your heart. It wasn't real in my life yet, and God wanted to make it real. And he shared a scripture verse with me, and upon receiving it, it was like, this is the word that was planted in me, and I believe it. And he brought a story to my mind, David, that I had totally forgot about. It was a story about when we were dating and how we had the identification of the senior ring or the letter jacket or whatever it was. Well, my girlfriends and I decided that we wanted to get out on her roof. She had an upstairs bedroom, and we got out on her roof and took a sunbath. But in taking a sunbath, we wanted to take this point of identification one step further. We actually taped our boyfriend's initials on our back. Well, mine happened to say DF, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Here he is.
So here we were. We got out and we did this. Now, after a while, this is what God brought to my mind. And he used this Isaiah 49:15-16. And he said this. This is what it says. It says, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have indelibly printed or tattooed a picture of you on the palm of my hands. Now, if this isn't receiving, if this isn't belonging, and this is what he said to me. He said, Teresa, he said, in time, those initials will fade. In time, Teresa, those initials could even be replaced by somebody else, somebody else's initials. But Teresa, behold, you are indelibly printed, tattooed on the palm of each of my hands to never be replaced, to never fade. It's fixed. Mm. And that was a message that day through the scriptures that I could receive, that God really used those life events to impress upon me how much he had received me as his child.
Mm. Now, that's a great story. First of all, because I wasn't replaced. And second of all, because God really did speak to you through the scriptures. How about you? How long has it been since you've received from the Lord through the Word? I'm talking about not preparing a lesson. I'm not talking about looking in the Bible to find something that somebody else needs. I'm talking about what Hebrews 4:12 means, the Word has become alive. It's living and active. And for you, that was right what you needed at the point you needed it.
And that's why he always does. He always does. He wants to do all of us that way.
Yeah. That's today's program on Great Commandment Radio. We're focusing on receiving, the challenge to receive, to break through our self-reliance and let God into our lives. Today's program, Receiving from the Scriptures. Our time in the Bible is not primarily about finding things in there that will impress our friends. I hate to admit it, honey, but I've actually in times past prepared Bible studies or gone to Bible studies on the basis of, I hope somebody asks me this question. I know the answer. Our times in the Bible are not primarily about prideful knowledge. They're about learning to receive from the God who wrote those scriptures. That's today's program. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resource for the week entitled Kingdom Calling, a workbook of 8 lessons that'll help you explore all the topics we're focusing on this week. It'll be sharing many of the stories that we're sharing this week. Also, there's a set of video materials that can help you either in DVD or other formats to teach these principles in maybe small groups or studies that you have. You'll also find at greatcommandment.net a download there for the week entitled Nourished by the Light of the Word. What was happening that day, honey, is that your heart and life was being fed, being nourished by the Word of God. Scripture was nurturing you, nourishing you, growing you. And that's what it means to receive from the Scriptures. Be sure to visit us, greatcommandment.net, that download for the week, the resource for the week. But most importantly today, we hope that your heart will pursue the living and active Word of God. In our teaching segment, we're going to go deeper at how it is that God, by His Spirit, has breathed this book called the Bible and put that same Holy Spirit inside of us that we might receive from the Word. You ready for that? We hope so. Thanks for joining us. Teaching segment comes next.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Now, we have something we want you to receive, and it's absolutely free. No catch, no gimmick. For some of us, it's even hard to receive something for free. Every day, Great Commandment Radio gives you a free daily download, and you have our permission to send it on to anyone you care for or love. Today's free download will help you challenge your ability to receive from the Scriptures themselves. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. There you can also listen to this program again, find out about our Great Commandment network of churches and workshops and resources like Kingdom Calling. We'll take you into the Kingdom Calling workshop and give you information on how you can order Kingdom Calling and support local Christian radio at the same time. It's coming up in our next segment. This is Great Commandment Radio. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
I've got a great pastor friend who he drives a church on Fridays, and as he drives his way through the traffic, he asks the Lord to bring to his heart and mind people in his church that have been a special blessing to him.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
What about you? Is there somebody in your church that maybe been a special blessing, invested maybe in one of your children, youth pastor, children's worker? Imagine getting this kind of phone call. As I was driving to work today, I was reminded how much I appreciate the contributions that you've made to my life, to my family, to our children. And I just wanted to call and tell you that. Have a great day.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. It's one thing to read the Word of God. It's one thing to study or memorize the Word of God. And yet it can be totally another to have the ability to receive from the Scriptures, from the Word of God itself. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others. Our topic this week, the challenge to receive. And our focus today is the challenge to receive from the Scriptures. Well, with more detail, let's take you now to the Kingdom Calling Workshop with Dr. David Ferguson. At the end of this segment, I'll give you information on how you can order the entire workshop and support local Christian radio at the same time. So get a pencil and paper ready. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
As we continue to explore the calling that God has put on our lives in His kingdom, we have made reference to the critical issue of hearing from Him. And in this, and in fact the next three sessions, we're going to focus on the critical avenues, graces, if you will, through which He is longing to speak to us, beginning in this session with His speaking to us through Scripture. You may recall this interesting challenge that oftentimes the Bible is making when the disciples are encouraged, you and I are encouraged, to not just know about truth. We're going to talk about it's important to hear the Word as Romans 10:17 talks about. It's important for us to hear it. It's important for us to read it. The book of Revelation talks about it. We're blessed when we read it. It's important for us to study the Word, to show ourselves approved unto God. It's important for us to memorize the Word, to hide it away in our heart. It's important for us to meditate on the Word. But a part of what we're going to explore is that Jesus would say, this book, these words, are spirit and life. And the way I want to kind of open kind of an understanding of how God wants to reveal to us through His Word, then through His Son, and then through His people, the fellowship of God, is to make, first of all, a big reference to an Old Testament passage and then draw your picture. The reference I first want to make in Psalms 36:9. Interesting insight where the psalmist says, "In Thy light, O Lord, we have light." Now, I want to stop right there to say we began our understanding of kingdom calling that says you'll never figure out a calling or have a calling until you relate to the Him who has a hope to express His glory through you. In a similar way, the psalmist is saying, here we are down here, longing to hear, longing to live out. In Thy light, O Lord, we have light. What it's saying to us is you and I will never be able to figure out what this is all about unless He brings revelation and light into our lives. In a negative way, it'd be say, you don't have any light. In fact, you remember Jeremiah, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. You fooled yourself. Is that right? You see, your ideas, your plans will be nothing but flesh. We want to look at, in Thy light, O Lord, we have light. And then God has given us, as we're going to explore, three sources of light through which our spirit becomes trained to hear and empowered to yield. And the first one is the light of the Word of God. Do you remember that Psalms 119:105 says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? A light unto my path. So we're going to talk about the light of the Word of God. And as a backdrop of this, we're going to talk about not just the Word as the light, but we're going to talk about what we're going to call learning to walk in the light of the Word of God. The picture I want to draw is from John 12:35. Jesus makes this reference to His disciples as He heads toward Calvary. He says to them as disciples, as followers of Jesus Christ, He says, I want you to walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. First simple principle, all you have to do for the darkness to overtake you is to stop what? Stop walking. Do you have people in your life that have grown cold to the things of the Lord? They have found themselves in moral and ethical failures. They have backslidden away from the faith. How do you describe that? How do you understand that? One simple way, they quit walking in the light.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Kingdom Calling Training Workshop. You can experience the entire workshop just like the original participants with the workbook and an audio CD or DVD set. And every order goes to support local Christian radio. We believe in local ministries, churches, and radio stations who are doing the Lord's work in people's lives, teaching how-tos for loving God and loving others. And Christian radio certainly does that in your community. So support this station and learn more about how Christ is formed within you and experienced in your relationships. The resource is Kingdom Calling, available on CD or DVD, and available through our website at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Back with David and Teresa Ferguson next. You're listening to Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Do you have a God who meets needs?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I'm not talking about a God who's trying to catch you doing something wrong. I'm not talking about a God who's trying to compare you to see how spiritual you are compared to how spiritual other people are. He's not into comparisons. He's not into criticism. He's a God who meets needs. Just when you thought you were going down for the last time, He brings somebody in your life to encourage you. He's an encouraging God. And then He gives us the opportunity to encourage one another. How about that? You've been encouraged by Him, and then He puts you in relationships with others so that you can be a part of passing some of that encouragement along.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, and on today's program, we're talking about receiving from the Scriptures. Now, Teresa, one of the first places we've got to start if we're going to receive from the Scriptures is what the Bible calls learn to hear the Word of God. Now, that's typically what happens when most of us make our way to some Sunday school or some church service. We hear the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says we'll be blessed when that happens. But there's more to our encounters with the Bible than just hearing it. Right?
Yep.
We need to be doing some other things, like
memorizing.
Like memorizing it. Hiding it away in our own hearts. How about you? Are you taking advantage of not only hearing the Word, but memorizing it? Or even just reading the Word? You know, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is a man who reads the Word. Just simply reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, God shows up and blesses. And I know what's been... this happens to you a lot.
I just love it when you're sitting there. I can see you're fixing to go off on somebody. I see your face, and I'm thinking, what is he going to come up with?
It happens to you a lot where you're just kind of reading along, and it's kind of like random acts of God. It seems that he just kind of shows up for you.
Loves me.
He does. He does.
he shows me the neatest things through his random kindness.
He does. It's random acts of love when he shows up. But that's just from reading the Word. And the reason I'm commenting on this is that sometimes I think I almost take the Bible too seriously.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, wait a minute.
I'm getting into it, and I'm trying to analyze it and diagram it and
understand
rooty words in it. And you're just letting God speak to you.
You wanted us to focus on this scripture verse, Isaiah 30:18. Let me just read it, and then I'm going to respond to it.
Let's do
okay?
it.
Okay? Isaiah 30:18 says, therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high. He waits on high to have compassion on me. Now, that's the random acts of kindness of God.
There
he
you
waits
go.
On high to bless me with his word. He just waits for me.
There
and
you
that's
go.
Therefore, the random acts of kindness. So you wanted me to reflect on that scripture verse. You said it, Bubba.
There you go. How about you? Do you have a God who shows up in the Bible and he's longing to show you grace and he's just waiting to show up?
With random acts of kindness.
There you go. How about you? Are you hearing the word and memorizing the word and reading the word and then studying the word, no doubt about it, and meditating on the word? A part of receiving from the word is to take advantage of these five different ways of encountering God in his word. Hearing the word, reading the word, studying the word, memorizing the word, and meditating on the word. That's the importance of the free download on our website. It's called Nourished by the Light of the Word. God's given us nourishment to grow us in our walk with Jesus, and a great deal of that nourishment comes through our walk in the Word.
Now, David?
Yes.
How does that scripture verse affect you, that Isaiah 30:18? I mean, it makes me feel compassion and grace and thankful that he longs to give me random acts of kindness.
There you go. You see, that's a part of what it means to receive from the scriptures.
Yeah.
Today's program, as we close out, let's talk about that verse for just a moment. Just that image of Isaiah 30:18, that in the midst of maybe a challenging day, amidst of right now going home to uncertainty in a household or driving to work, to the uncertainty of a job or lack thereof, or the challenges of relationships, what if it's true that God longs to show you grace? He's just excited to give you unmerited favor.
Waits on high.
He waits on high to show me compassion. And so the question that you challenged me with, that you spoke to, was, what does that do to your heart? That we have a God like that. And you said it makes you what?
Makes grateful.
You grateful.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Do you have a sense of gratitude in your heart that God's word paints a picture of a God who is longing to show you grace? He's excited. We like to say around here, honey, he's excited when you woke up today. He looked down and said, she's awake. He's awake. That's the kind of God we had. What does that do to your heart? Why not receive from the scriptures right now concerning a God who longs to show you grace? And if you have a God like Teresa's, maybe he's also excited in his random acts of kindness and love to show up in the strangest ways, the strangest places in the scriptures to just love on you. That's who he really is. We're glad you've joined us today. On tomorrow's program, receiving from the fellowship of others. God's given us his son, his word, and the saints to challenge us to receive. How about you? How's your experience of what the Bible calls fellowship? Living out your Christian journey in community. That's the subject of tomorrow's program. Hope you'll join us then. Bless you. We'll look forward to it. Right, Trish? You're looking forward to it?
I am. Sitting here reading the word as we speak.
There you go. Looking for another random act of love.
Yes.
See you then. Bye now.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. Before the day is over, be sure to visit our website. Every day, something new, including the daily free download. Today, helpful tips on receiving from God's Word, from the Scriptures themselves. And it's absolutely free, no strings attached, at greatcommandment.net. Would you please receive that from us? Thanks. Go to www.greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, support local Christian radio with your order of this week's resource, Kingdom Calling, more biblical and practical how-tos for how Christ is literally formed within you and experienced within your relationships. The entire Kingdom Calling workshop, along with an audio CD or DVD set, every order goes to support local Christian radio, a ministry that needs to receive from you today. So, a double blessing, Kingdom Calling for you and help for your local Christian radio station. Order Kingdom Calling at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net, or call us toll free at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We continue our series on the challenge to receive tomorrow as we look at the challenge from receiving from others. It's called self-reliance.
It's taken me a long while, and I'm not sure I'm still there, honey. Of course, yours was instantaneous, I'm sure. But anyway, we're moving on there.
Just moving on.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for supporting local Christian radio. See you tomorrow for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.